It's been 4 years since the tobacco industry agreed to pay states more than $200 billion over 25 years to settle smoking-related health costs for the poor. But a study in this week's New England Journal of Medicine shows very little of the money is being used to prevent smoking. NPR's Vicky Quay reports.
Dr. Kerry Gross says he decided to study how states are spending their share of the tobacco settlement money when Yale University, where he's an assistant professor of medicine, began raising money for a new cancer center.
I began asking around, why don't we just use our settlement money for this, and received only blank stares in response.
Gross learned the vast majority of Connecticut's tobacco settlement money goes into general state coffers, making it nearly impossible to track exactly how the money is spent. But Gross was able to figure out how much each state spent per person on tobacco control relative to how much each got from the settlement.
We found a very wide variation between states, so that per capita spending on tobacco control ranged from 10 cents for Pennsylvania per capita to over $15 per capita in Maine.
The average state used just 6% of its share of the settlement money to fund tobacco control programs. States with the highest smoking rates, such as Nevada, and tobacco-growing states like Tennessee and North Carolina, invested the least in these programs.
You're talking to somebody in the heart of Tobacco Land. Tobacco is still our cash crop.
Beverly Perdue is Lieutenant Governor of North Carolina. North Carolina's share of the tobacco settlement money last year was over $143 million. Perdue says half of it was used to help tobacco farmers find another line of work. 1.8% of the money, or just $2.5 million, was spent on tobacco control.
The whole issue of tobacco and disease prevention has been one of consternation among policymakers because it's almost taboo.
In other words, politically risky. Perdue has been trying to create teen smoking prevention programs, something that is doable even in tobacco-producing states, but there's very little support for adult programs. Dr. Steve Danish, who heads the Virginia Tobacco Settlement Foundation, says after all, a decline in smoking means farmers and workers at companies like Philip Morris lose their livelihoods.
It's like asking people in Iowa not to grow corn.
Previous research shows state tobacco control programs can help reduce smoking and related health problems, such as heart attacks. For example, a California program is credited with saving more than 33,000 lives between 1989 and 1997. But lead researcher Kerry Gross says 40% of the settlement money went to non-health projects.
For instance, Kentucky allocated $5 million for debt service and water development bonds. Illinois gave $2.5 million for a particle accelerator.
Sometimes called an atom smasher. Another 40% of the settlement did go to health-related budget items. And in the state of Michigan, a referendum this November asked voters to require the state to use 90% of Michigan's share of the settlement for tobacco control and health programs. Vicky Quay, NPR News.